We mentioned the Chakira in the last Chabura of what was the Kavanah Satero when it was Mechayim Mimitashlum. Is the Kavanah of the Torah to Mechayim Mimitashlum because it's Moinai, it's his Mamain, since this belongs to him and something that belongs to him was Mazik, or the Kavanah of the Torah is because I did something wrong, I was Peshaya Mashmira. I have a responsibility to watch over my mamet, and I lacked in my shmira, and therefore I'm chay for that pshia in the shmira. Now, if we take a look at the Mishnah does say a lashon of here, shmira se alecha. The lashon of shmira san alecha as a common denominator between all the mazikin seems to say something about the shmira that there is in the hilchas masik, which is that that because of the shmira, which would sound like the second side, that it's a din in the Shmira. And similarly, if we take a look at the Mishnah Daf Tes Amar Aleph, Tes Amar Beis, I'm sorry, the Mishnah says, look at the Tes Amar Beis, Kol Shechavti Bishmirasa, and then I'm Chayv in the Shmira, Hechsharti as Nizka. It's considered like I was Machshir, it's Nezik. What does Rashi say? Shechavti b'shmirasai, shenizchayavti l'shaimroi. I was chayv to watch it. Koyma im hizik, ichsharti v'zimanti oisi hezik, shaloi shemarti v'yafu. Because I didn't watch it well enough. So at least in that Pshat Rashi, it sounds like that the Mishnah itself, of the first Mishnah and the second Mishnah, seem to be alluding to this tzad of Shmira, which be'etzem the pasuk, also the pasuk v'lo yishmerenai, sounds like the mechayev of the shmira has to do. The mechayev of the tashlumin has to do with shmira. That's what it sounds like. And more than that, if I asked you, which one of these two tzadim sounds more pasha to you? Which one would you pick? Shmira, right? Because then I did something wrong. You want me to chayim, so pin the blame on me. What, my mommy? Okay, my mommy did something. What, right? If let's say my child goes and is masik, am I chayiv? You're not chayiv? How do you know? What? Yasara. There you go. There's a Mishnah later on. It says, I'm not chayv. The minig and the paiskim brought down in Shulchan Aruch and others is that the father should still pay. That is the minig of paiskim. But the MS, I'm not chayv. I'm not chayv to pay. Why? Because he's not my shar. He's not my bard. He's not my mamain. You don't own your child. So I would say, just because I own the shar, why should I be chayv? I would have thought it has to do with the shmira. Okay.
What about a daughter?
Do you say
she is owned by the father?
She's not owned by the father.
The father
should sell it. Special din, by selling. Special din. Special din, whatever it is, we'll have to learn that sugya, but it's a separate din of mechira of your daughter. What rights you have in it. When we'll learn kedusha, we'll discuss it. Mark compares it to a few different things. Okay, so comes on Reb Shimon in the beginning of the Masechta over here, and he says to him, it's Pasha the Tzad of Mamoina, not the Tzad of Shmira. The Tzad of Mamoina is more Pasha to him. And that's where he goes with this Mahalach. And we're going to try to plug it into the Shoinim as we go through the Perek and the Masechta. And obviously, when there's bumps in the Shoinim, we're going to have to figure out the Mahalach. But Reb Shimon wants to take on the Mahalach of Memoine. Why? He says, that which I'm Chayiv, Vishar, Bar, Eish, is because it's Memoine Amasik. He brings a Raya. Brings one raya over here, one of his rayas is, I have a shar, and I left the door of the barn open. Shar goes running out. and he runs into the street or he runs into my neighbor's backyard and he's about to cause trouble. So what do I do? I'm afkirit, right? I'm afkirit. Am I chayv or not? L'chayrat shvital in the tumalchim. If it's a vart of shmira, I didn't do a shmira. It's my lack of shmira that caused this hefkadik ashar to damage my friend's field. But if it's a din memoinai, it wasn't my mummy that was mazikim. It was once my mummy, but not b'shas de'ezik. So the chayrich b'tali, and these two ma'alchim. It's not my mummy, but the cause for the ezik was a pshi in the shmira. The ezik came because of your failure in shmira. Right? If the ezik came the next day, right? Let's say I was mafkir the behemah. And my aim dreitzach in the street and ran around the streets for a day, a week, and then it caused hezek. Okay, then according to everyone, you're pata. It's not mine, has nothing to do with me, I'm pata. But over here where it went straight from my barn to the guy's yard and was mazik his shar or his field, whatever it did, it came from my lack of shmira, my failure in shmira. So says Reb Shimon, I have a raya from the Gemara Yud Gimel and Beis that I'm pater. Yud Gimel and Beis.
What would be together in the difference between a week or,
the trip before? What do you mean, what's
when
together?
When you're mafkir before, how long?
If it has shaykhs to my lack of shmir or not. How long?
Yeah.
10 minutes and 30 seconds.
You saying is there
a gather? I don't know. I picked a day or a week because I don't know, but maybe it's an hour and a half, maybe it's 3 hours. We'll have to figure out when the Shiloh comes up. But it's for sure a year later. For sure then, not.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't want to get caught up on that one. I was just trying to bring out, I'm trying to work out the din of Shmira or Mamayinai for right now. And when we learn Hilchas Niski, we'll have to deal. It's not, I'm not saying it's not a good question. I'm just saying we're going to get lost in what we're trying to figure out, which is the safe for the bear. Okay, so he says, I have a raya from Gemara Yigimah Beis that you pata. And I'll pee this, he's mechiach, that's the memoine that's mechayiv. But if it's not your mommy, you were mafkir, you're not chayiv, and you pata. And that's the ikr is memoine shehizi. And you can ask me from bar. Bar is only chayiv in Shusar Abim. That's public property. So we're going to have to learn up the Gemara later on and say, there's a few things which I saw in Akosov ki ilu heim bereshusa. What does it mean I saw Akosov ki ilu heim bereshusa? Could be what that means is the Torah put it in your shus, then now it's your mama. But it's going to be a question on this side of Mimoinai. We will have to learn up well how is Bar Mimoinai. And we can see there are many nafkamins between these two mahalch. Okay, now comes along the Rosh. And he quotes our Mishnah, but he adds a word. He adds a word to our Mishnah, right? On the Maror Mekayim, as we put it, says, "Hatzad Hashav Shabem Shadarken LaHazik Umimaincha Ushmirasan Alecha." Mimaincha, my Mishnah doesn't have Mimaincha. The Rosh added a word, Umimaincha. Mashma that the Rosh learned that the Tzad Hashav. That a shava has to do with memaincha. It's because of your mama, which is mashma like the tzad Reb Shimon. His gersa, at least his gersa in the Mishnah, memaina is mashma that was the mama. Not only the Rosh, take a look at the Rambam over here. Niske mama, perik aleph halacha aleph. What does the Rambam say? Kol nevesh chayish yibeshusi shaladim shezika abaylem chayav nushalim. Why? Sha'arei Mimoinam hizik. What's the Rambam saying? Shari mimoinam hizik. The Rambam's telling us you say it over here. That's I'm telling you time of the crop. It's going to be a gather. It's a gather. The gather is mimoinam hizik. It was the mummy that was massive. What's very interesting is, when you take a look at the Shulchan Aruch, right, jump down to Shulchan Aruch, Simon Shin Pei Tes Sim Aleph, he's quoting the Rambam, and he leaves out three words. the key words he leaves out. Right? He leaves out Sharei Memainam Hizi. Leaves out those three words. Okay, so you can say maybe it is a raya that he argues with Rambam. Maybe it's not a raya that he argues with Rambam. Okay, but we're going to have to keep this in mind for future Shulchan Arachs, that we may see what he holds, and we may see that Hitaka does not hold like the Rambam, that it's not Memoina. But over here, at least in this Shulchan Arach, he left out those three words, which seems he knew what he was doing. So it seems like there's a Machlaikis over here between the Rambam and, we'll see, other Shainim. Right, we have the Rosh and the Rambam on one side. The Tor, look at the Tor. The Tor seems to say Shmira. Tor says, the Tor we brought down here says, Kashem Shasalam Shiyazu Chavim Mimhizachar Shai. Kach Tzach Lishmar Memoine Shalo Yasik. There's a Din Shmiris Memoine. It's not as Memoine, it's Lishmar. I have a Din Shmira. And that's where you'll see many Achrainim, which will come across. That are going to be discussing this Chakira is going to make it into a Machlekes Rambam and Tor. Rambam and Tor. Yes?
The way that Arya and I learned the Rambam didn't understand like that at all. We understand the opposite way. The reason you have to watch it is because you're Mama. But the reason you're Chai is because it's an Ikir.
Where did you see that in the Rambam?
The Ariyat and the Shaman by heaven. That's
not sure. Oh, so yeah. One second. You took two Rambams and you shtuk them together. Okay? You made beautiful diukim. I'm going to ask that as a kasha. We'll get to your dig in the Rambam by Evan. You want to answer a teretz.
Even in the same
Rambam. Where in Halach Aleph did you see anything about Shmira?
Okay.
Yeah. I saw nothing about Shmira.
Yeah.
You saw something Shmira by Evan. That's why I quoted that Rambam. We'll have to ask a question and we'll see if your teretz is the right teretz or not. Right, like I said, every chakira has a mahalach, and then there's bumps in the road. You touch one of the bumps, which we're going to get to. Okay, but I'm happy you're on the ball. So here we have like this. So we have the Tor, which is mashma, like the second tzad, and okay. Now the question is, as the oilam's being ma'ira, yes.
What about Rosh Hashanah? What do we see from that?
Where, by what?
The Rambam says it.
Right.
Where does it say
Bereshusa? Right. It belongs to me. Not Shmira, doesn't say Shmira.
So we see that in Shulchan Aruch as well.
Very good. Okay. But why did he skip those three words? Why did he skip those three key words? I underlined on my piece of paper, I underlined Shari Memoina. Those are the key words I would have highlighted if I had a highlighter. He skipped it. I'm not saying the reason is because he argues with Rambam. I'm just saying, keep it in mind.
And Bereshusa wouldn't reflect
the Bereshusa. No, Bereshusa doesn't tell us too much. Bereshusa, everyone has to learn Bereshusa. Right? Everyone has to learn Bereshusa. Whether you learn Shmira or Memoina, it has to be Bereshusa.
As opposed to
not Bereshusa Hefker. Or as opposed to Bereshusa Rabim. I don't know what. Yeah.
Why does the Bereshusa say
so that'll be Gairus, like the Rosh. So I said the Rosh adds it in, but the Chaira, the Rosh, I'm going to take it a step further now because you're asking a question. So the Rosh had that Gairus. Maybe. Okay. Now, the question that's being asked over here is that when we take a look at the Rambam, it's Geneva, Perk Aleph, Halacha Tes. So I want to just mention of Hakdamah to this Rambam. The Gemara later on tells us that a Eved, if I own an Eved, and the Eved goes out and he's Mazik, so the Bailam Apata. Why? Because the Eved is a smart guy. Every time he gets angry at his master, he's going to get him back, but good. He'll run out, light a fire in his friend's field, and send the bill to the owner. So therefore we say he's pater. Now, when you learn the Gemara, which we're going to come to, Bez Hashem, we'll see many Rishonim learn that it's a Din Drabana. So din drabanan midaraisa yechay for your eved hesed. Midrabanan, they patted you so that the eved won't be such a smart guy and fill you up with some bills. But the Rambam, we'll see that the Rambam seems to learn that it's a dindaraisa. It's a dindaraisa. It's mashma, it's a ptor min ha-teira. It's a ptor min ha-teira. And the question is why? If it's mimoinoi, it's a din of mimoinoi. His mommy was mazik. His mommy was mazik. So we're going to come back to this Rambam. We're going to come back to the Rambam. We'll have to put things together. Another nafkamina over here in this chakira is I have a behema. I have a behema, and I have a behema, and I was Peshea and it's Shmira on Shabbos. Right? On Shabbos, I left the door of the barn open. The animal was running out, and it was Mazik. Let's take the example different. I was Peshea in the Shmira on Shabbos in a way that my Peshea in the Shmira was a Malacha Dairaisa. For example, I have a behemoth locked up in a barn. I went ahead and I was seiser the binyan kidei livnos. I broke the binyan in order to build something there, which is a issa derais on Shabbos. Stira manas livnos is a malacha on Shabbos. But because I broke the barn in order to build over there on Sunday, my shar ran out. So my shia and the shmira came through a issa malacha deraisa. So we have a rule in Ksubis, Leidel Nairis, a sugi about kamlei bedravne. What does kamlei bedravne mean? It means that if at the same time, I become chayv and mamit, as I become chayv and misa, or even if I'm not going to be actually chayv misa, but I did something that would be chayv misa according to one man doma, but it has to be at the same time. So then I'm pater from pay. Right? You got kamlei bedravne. So over here we're going to clear. If we go with the tzad of min moinoi that the mechayis because my mummy was mazik. So it's at two different times. I broke the wall, I was sized to the wall at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and my animal was mazik at 1:15. It was two different times. My mummy was mazik. But if we go with the second side of shmira, so then the pshi and the shmira, which is what's mechayv me in the mummy, was the same time when I broke the wall, that was the pshi and my shmira by breaking the wall. So we should say, "Come, let me drab and pater me from paying. I should be pater from paying." Yeah.
Is it the paisa, not the chakir is about the skyless, but now since the rabbi saying it's also like that.
Yes, the Maisa is the Pshi and the Shmira. If either but tonight that's Mazik, if it was never Mazik, then my Pshi and the Shmira is not Machai me to pay. But what's Machai me to pay is because I was Pasha for Shmira.
That's the
Machai,
not the
Get. The Machai happened at the same time.
That's not the Sagoda, the Rabbi, the
Hebrew, the Chima, that one. The poyo didn't happen until it actually was mazik. But the mechayev, when they bring me to Bezdin say, Pasha Bashmir, you broke that wall. You got to pay this guy back for his field.
It's the Zara Kibitz.
Therefore what? That happened later on over here. No, the hezik over there in the Shirayin is when it hit the thing. That's why I'm chayev for the ripping the cloth. We have chayev because that's Pasha Bashmir also.
letting go of the arrow was...
No, disagree. Learn Perek HaChayvo by the Suya of Chitza.
Is that a different...
That's Adam HaMazin? Yes, different. It's a Mamayna HaMazin. Okay, so keep this chakira, keep this nafkmina in mind. We're going to come across it as we're going through the parak, and we're going to see which way it will make sense. Another nafkmina, which I want you to keep in mind. I have a shar, and I did a shmira ma'ula. I did a festa shmira over here. I locked it with a bar, with a thing. I locked it in a barn. Came a ruach she'ina mitzuya, or what's unfortunately happening these days, earthquakes. Earthquake comes, and my animal breaks out. I'm oinus. Right? It's oinus. So by Adam Amazik, we say Adam's mula oila. Adam's always chayiv, even by oinus. Even by oinus, Adam's chayiv. By Mamin Amazik, oinus is pasha. Oinus is pasha by Mamin Amazik. Apid Torah, Mamin Amazik, oinus is pasha by Mamin Amazik, right? According to American law, I'm responsible for that brick that fell out of my wall out of nowhere. There was no asra, no warning that I should take this, that my wall is falling apart. According to American law, I'm chayvan. According to the Torah, if all of a sudden a brick just fell out, it was oynis. Oynis amfata amam and amazik by oynis. Now, why would I be pater by mam and amazik on oynis? Why should I be pater? So the pashto is because it was oynis. It was oynis. So what do you have to say? So you have to explain. According to the first side, that's Moinoi, that's Mechayiv me. So the Teretz is that even though you chayiv for the hezik that your mamin does, but the Teretz said if it was an oynis that your mamin was mazik for oynis, oynis is the p'tur. Which we find, oynis rakman and patri. But according to the second side, that has to do with Pasha b'shmir asai, so that has nothing to do with oynis. As an Adoraitis, according to that side, the reason why I'm Pata is because I wasn't Pasha B'Shmirasa. Right? So you hear the Chilik? Knows that which we find, we can find the Chilik between Adam Amazik and Mamen Amazik. The Adam Amazik is Chayv on Oynus. Again, I'm not discussing Oynus Gomer, which is the Ataisvis, if we get there later on in Sechta, that by Oynus Gomer might be Pata, but which makes it all these cases practically complicated when someone is to Shaila, when to Oynis, when to Oynis goes. But Al Kabbal, but Oynis Yichayman, but by my mom and Amazik, Oynis is Pater, is because Oynis is Pater, like, that's on the side of my mind. Oynis, we can't be Mechai before it. Or no, it's because you weren't Pasha B'Shmirasai. You were not Pasha B'Shmirasai. That's why you're the Lashon of the Rambam, saying before him was, that we mentioned, is Memoine Yisi. The Lashon of the Torah was Shmirasi? Okay, so we're gonna have to keep this in mind also as we go further in the parak. When we come to a case of Oynes, we're gonna have to look for Rayas. We're gonna have to look for Rayas and the Shinus that the Shinim speak. Why are you Pata? How much Shmira am I mechuyif to do? Right, we're saying over here. Okay, on the tzad, let's go on the tzad of Shmira. Let's go on the tzad that I'm chayiv because it's Poshea my Shmira. I dug a bar, I have a shar, I have an eish. How much shmira do I need to do? How much shmira do I need to do? What's the gedda to how much shmira I need to do? So if we take a look at Taisvis, I know I'm quoting a lot of Maram Kaimis, I don't usually do that, but I'm trying to bring out a lot of points here, or the same point in different ways, because I think it's going to play an important role as we go on. There's a Taisus and Avchav Gimel, and also in the beginning of Hakoynes, where Taisus says over there, Yechiv Shmira is Kedinatri Inchi. That's how much you mechayiv to watch something. Mechayiv to watch something like the Kedinatri Inchi, the way people watch it, the way people watch it. Right? whatever people consider normal to do to watch the animal, whatever people consider normal to do to watch the animal, that's what I need to watch. So Tosfos in the beginning of HaKoinis, he says, over there is a case in the Mishnah, Nifritz of Alayla. What happened? In the middle of the night, the animal broke out, and he was massive. Says the Mishnah and Patur. What's the chilek between Laila and Yom? Why is the night and day different? Why is the night and day different? And why should it be different between night and day? So look at Taisan and Hey on the base, Nipit of Laila. So Taisan says, even though we already learned that if you did a good shmira, you pater. Itzrich lemitznis ne nifritz of alayla pater. Why? Kedidiyek beperkama naf yidal amal ha beyoim chayiv. During the day chayiv. What's the difference? Either I watched it or I didn't watch it. What's going on over here? Says Taisvis, the koila is leila milsa. When an animal breaks out, he makes a lot of noise. Umistama yada shenifritza, because mistama you knew that it broke out. Inami belaila afilu noidala shenifritza. Listen to this, and even we could say even at night the guy woke up, he heard bangs and he woke up. The Yatza Beim, he knew that the Ein Loi Letreach, listen to his Lashon, Ein Loi Letreach Yoisim Yidai L'chaz Achrev Afela. During the day, I got to run after that animal and catch him. At night, I'm lying in bed. Oh my gosh, my animal just flew out. He's on his way to cause damage. I'm too tired for this. I don't have to get out of bed. That's what Taisus says. What's Pshat? Teretz is Taisus learns, and this is your site, Taisus learns that the din shmira is totally in what do people consider normal to watch? During the day, people consider normal that you hear about it, you go chase it. At night, you don't go chasing it. So what we see over here is that if it's normal, what's normal is what's together. It's normal to tie the animal up. If it's normal to tie him up, I did a good shmira. That's normal. Yes.
Well, why does Rabbi want to make this between the Rambam and Tosfos? Because of that, Tosfos is able to entertain the idea of Tosfos.
I don't know any Ramban yet.
Oh.
You're throwing me in a Ramban from morning Seder, but I'm still holding in second Seder. Okay, maybe that is what I want to, right? I'd rather pick the Rambam. Rambam's Chedek on this, right? No, the Rambam is Chedek on this. What's the Rambam hold? The Rambam says, the Rambam, the famous Rambam, which is going to come up a few times, is that the Rambam says that by Hashem Echinam, you need to watch it to the nutrients. Hashem Echinam, as long as Hashem Echinam watched it in its normal way, that's fine. But says the Rambam, a Mazik has to watch it more than Kidinatri Inchi. He has to watch it more. Kidinatri Inchi is not enough for a Mazik. Right? The Rambam's talking about, let's say I have a bridge, and the animals are going over the bridge, right? Nowadays we'll call it cars. People are driving their cars over the bridge, and as I'm bringing over my animal, I'm bringing him over the bridge. He decides to kick the next door neighbor's animal and falls into the water, right? And we're going over a bridge. my animal does a good zets and knocks him over, and he falls into the water. Says the Rambam, I'm chayim. Why? Because you should have waited for the other animal to pass first. It's really, the Rambam's passing is coming off a sugya on daf nun ches. Daf nun ches on an aleph. Over there, there's a shita of Rav Kana. He's passing like Rav Kana. Right, Rav Kana, Omer Shochluku b'meimei ragla, where it comes up later. Madam Shochluku b'meimei ragla, v'dachspa v'chaver t'pasha v'masham v'mashizika. So Rambam's passing over here in Hilchas Niske Mamayin. Where's Niske Mamayin? See, Perik Gimel. Where am I? Oh, Niske Mamayin. Perik Gimel. Allah Yud Aleph, that's what he says here. It says as follows. Behema Shochluk Behem, fine. I may regalev enough little gina, Mishapta, fine. Philochem Aruga Laruga.
Last two lines.
There you go. Very good. Chainim Dachfisa Chaverta Venafla, Mishalim Ashizika. Preshahoyulay Laviran Achas Achas. Single file. Let him go first, then you go, or you go first, then he goes after you. Kidei shalayit chafuzu ezu. In order that you don't push one another. By Shem Echinam, if I was watching the behema and he was going over the bridge with the other behema and he pushed the other one into the water, I'll be putting. By Shem Sachar, I'm chay. By Shem Sachar, I'm chay. Because the Shem Chinam, Tanav Kedinatri Inchi. Tanav Kedinatri Inchi. Right, people, it's normal that people take the chance. You go over the bridge, you take the chance. You might get knocked off, you might not. But by Mazikin, the Rambam says it's not enough. You have to pay. So perhaps this is totally in the Chakira. Okay, so I'll show you the Rambam. It's somewhere else. I'm bringing it out from over there to over here. But over there is Mechavetz V'Shem Echin Shem Sach. So like this. What perhaps we could say in Rav Gusman in Kuntras of Kuntras Yashiorim that we mentioned, he wants to say that this Machlekes, Tosfos and the Rambam is Taloi in the Machlekes that we mentioned earlier. According to Tosfos, Tosfos is going with the sheet of the Torah. That my Mechayev is because it's Pasha B'Shmira. Shmira? So let's take a look at Hilchas Shmira. If in Hilchas Shmira we find by Shai Mechina, Kedinatri Inchi is enough, so then Kedinatri Inchi is enough for Mazik also. That's what Taisa's held. That's why Taisa Chav Gimel. Taisa Nen Hei Omer Beis. Kedinatri Inchi, because it's a Din of Shmira. But according to the Rambam, that's us Min Moinoi, your mumming caused Hezek. Therefore, what? It's totally if I can be mechayiv because of your mama. So he says, just like a shem sachas chayiv to watch it more than kedinatri inchi. You have to make sure your mama is not mazik. I mean, if your mama is going to be mazik, even though it may be some level of oinus, because it was more than kedinatri inchi. It was more than Kedinatri Inchi. Still, but it's a din in Mimayna. Your mama was Masik. Look at the Rambam for a moment, and we'll stress this point in a second. The Rambam Perek Dalet Alocha Dalet. Look at this Rama. Says here, Hamayser behemtay l'shem chinam or l'naisei sacha. I gave my beim over to a shem chinam or to a naisei sacha. Oy l'saycha oy l'shayol. Nichnesu tachas abaylim. They go tachas abaylim. The mizika ya shem chayim. Shem is chayim. Now, when is the shem chayim? Listen to this Rama. Peldik Rama. When is the shayman nichnas tachas abaylim? When the shayman did not watch it at all. But if the shayman watched it, a festa shmira, v'yatzisa, and it went out v'zika, hashayman peturim, v'abaylim chayavim, I feel a misis adam. A bailum chayavim. There's a shmir ma'ula over here. The shaymas pata. Because the shaymas is in shmira. He did a good shmira. Bailum is not totally in shmir. It's totally in mimainai. That's the drama I'm saying over here. My mechayim and mimainai is mechayim me more than just a simple din shmira. Abaylim chayavim. Look at the Raifid. Am Avram. Lemetuk maha ela b'chadei sheyeda ke'inyin shomru b'bar shoshnei shutfin. Afilachi lemechaber deleidami shmir shayma adis leizman kotzev ad kamo. Say, okay, it's off topic a little. But the Rambam is clear that there's a difference over here between the Din Shomer and the Din Bailam. The Bailam has an Achrayus which is past the Din Shomer. So therefore, when we come to see it, and how much am I Achray to watch, it may be very much Tali in this Chakira. Is it a Din Shmira, Kedinatri Inshi? Or it's a separate din of Shmira. My Achray is a Shmira, maybe Alt Memoinai, maybe Mechayv me more than that. That's right, and he's still Chayv. Why? Because it's Memoinai. Not because he did anything wrong.
But even if it was Memoinai, if it was under his confidence, he was watching it, so he was the father.
No.
If he is Shmira,
no.
Why
the Gedoinus? Well, what's the Gedoinus? What's Oinus? That's why I asked you, what's the Ged of Oinus? You see from here that the Ged of Oinus on the Tzar Memoino is much stricter. We'll have to figure out what's Oinus. You're right. That's why I said as we go through the Masechta, we're going to have to figure out what is the Din Oinus according to the Shittas that learned Memoino? What's the Din Oinus according to the Shittas that learned Shmira? And what is my Mechayev of Shmira going to each one of those studs? Then we have to keep our eyes open to Gemaras and Rishonim as we go through to these Nakutas. Let me ask you a question. I have here a behema. I gave it to a katan to watch. I gave my behema to a katan to watch for me. A katan is not a bar Shmira. Right? So I gave it to the katan. Lemaisa, the katan did a very good shmira. He locked that door of the barn and with chains and all different things. It was a shmira ma'ula. And a ruach she'ena mitzuya came. Ruach she'ena mitzuya came, whacked open that door, earthquake happened, the door fell off, animal ran out, and was massive. And my chayev abata. What are you taina? Look at the Rambam Alach Avav. Perek Dalet Alach Avav. Masar behemtei lecher sheite vekatin. Ava pisho yashar kashor. Habaylim chayavim. I'm sorry, I meant to be further. Habaylim chayavim. Shedaka shushar chayitzu fine. Afilu shamru ashmir meula. The yatzis of Ezekiel, Bailim Chayavim. Why? Shmir Mullah. going on over here? Shmir Mula. Did anyone learn Gittin recently? No? What? Oh yeah? Okay. In the beginning of Gittin, there's a sugya of... No, I'm sorry, it's not Gittin, it's Ksubas actually. Anyone learn Ksubas recently? What?
Yeah,
no, so the sugya of Yesh Oynes Begittin, right? Yeah. What happened over there? By Yesh Oynes Begittin. So over there, I gave a get, and I said, I'm a Nas, that I don't come back within 30 days. And came the morning of the 30th day, and I said to myself, it should be a get. Then I was listening to the news. I found out that the bridge for me to come back on, right, I'm going to have to go over a bridge to get to her, that day was broken. Right? It was broken, that bridge. So the bridge was broken, so even if I wanted to go back, I couldn't go back. Day 31, I regret that I divorced my wife. So I come to Beis Din, I say to Beis Din, I'm a smart guy, I say to Beis Din, look, Beis Din, I was an oynes. Because even if I wanted to come back, I couldn't come back. Because the bridge was broken. So we should say, I was an oynes. And that's why I didn't come back. I should be able to tie an oynes. What? I can't hear.
Oynes on the last day of the time.
Oh, so we say you can't tie an oynes. Why? You can't, because you're pishea, like you said, you're pishea. Because you didn't plan to go back. You should have thought about it earlier, start making plans, how you can get back and get back. So you can't just, right? So maybe over here also, this man gave an animal to a katan. Lemaisa, the katan did a good job. Now you want a tainus oinus. Says Rambam, you can't say oinus. Mitzacheni, you're a pesheah. What were you doing giving it to a katan? So it happens to be the katan did a good job, but you shouldn't have given it to the katan.
Is there any difference
from where it makes it less of a shiv? So I didn't want to complicate things, but it could be yes, because when you learn the sugya of tchilas of shiv of oinus over there, it has to be that the tchilas of shiv were brought to the oinus. Right? That's a whatever. It gets complicated, but it's very possible that it has to be connected. But here it's not connected. That's why I went to the sugya of Oynes Begittin, where it's not connected. Okay. So the word is, but you gave it over to the Cheshire to God. That's a Psheya. I happens to be, you can tie an Oynes. Now, if you learn it's Memoinai, so I understand the Rambam. The Rambam makes sense. That Yopeshea, the Tchila Yopeshea by giving it to the Katan. And it just happens to be at the end there was a good Shmira. But if you learn like the other side that's a Din Shmira, so look at the Shmira. The Shmira is a good Shmira. Who cares that you gave it to a Katan, you didn't give it to a Katan? The Maisa, good Shmira was done. There was no Pshi and Shmira. Elamai. The din of Memoinai extends past there. Okay, now, where are we holding the time? 6:20. Okay, so now like this, we cleared this chakir just now. Yeah. No, so I don't want to say the Ravid. I want to come back to the Ravid. The truth is, I want to come back to the Ravid. I don't know if it's Muchtzeh, it's Machlekes Rambam Ravid. But one thing we have is like this. We have Machlekes Rambam and Tor. We have Machlekes Rambam and Taisvis Gei the Shmira. Which Rav Gusman wants to say, that's Tali in this Chakira also. What I want is, I threw out a lot of random sugas here. What I want is that as we go through the perek, and like we already have one kasha from Evan, I want to go through the perek and see Does the Rambam work out with Mimainai? Does the Torah work out with Shmira? Where are the bumps and how are we going to answer it and how are we going to formulate our Chakira and what the Din, what the Mechayiv is as we go through? Okay? Shkoyach.